56. Rico. Rico froze suddenly, her head clearing, her eyes snapping down to the piece of rusted rebar jutting out from a chunk of concrete, her heart racing. She had been 2 seconds away from impaling herself on the metal bar, 2 seconds from ending her life in grief over the loss of her husband. She knew it for the hallucination it was. She knew Austin hadn't really been there, urging her to do it and join him in the afterlife. But she hadn't been able to stop herself, hadn't been able to convince herself of what she knew to be true. And then it ended, just like that. The grip on her mind vanished, and she knew where she was and what she had been about to do. She swallowed dryly and looked at her HUD, trying to anyway. Shaking off the last of her fugue, she realized she wasn't wearing it. Damn it, she huffed, spinning quickly, searching for it. But she didn't see it anywhere. Her eyes swept across the road, her mind shifting gears. Hayden. Craik. She cursed again. How much time had she wasted caught up in the hallucination? She heard noises in the distance. Screaming. Howling. Shouting. She looked to the city in time to see the parabellum sweep over, firing plasma down into something. Was Isaac hallucinating too? Her eyes caught motion on the road. A car headed for the city, someone clinging to, no, dangling from the back of it, stuck there to a spike. Hayden. Damn it, she said a third time. She didn't have time to find her helmet. She started running, sprinting across the landscape behind the car. As a clone, she had enhanced strength and stamina, and she ran faster than even the fastest unmodified humans. She knew she had no chance to catch the car before it reached its destination, but she could get there just a few minutes behind it. Maybe. She vaulted a large chunk of concrete, tucking and rolling back to her feet on the other side. Sprinting ahead, she slowed a step when Bennett emerged from around an old bus. Bennett? Confused, she stumbled to a stop, frowning at him. How had he gotten ahead of her without seeing her? And if he had seen her, why hadn't he tried to help her? He looked back, slowing as she approached. Are you okay? She nodded.
Yeah. You?
I'm fine, he replied. The hallucinations didn't bother you? She asked. Funny thing, he said, with an expression bordering on a laugh. My hallucination was that I was chasing a jackskluth that had grabbed you and was carrying you away. Rico took a few steps toward him, coming to a stop a couple of meters away. That's convenient, she said with a smile, trying not to look as suspicious as she felt. Nothing leading up to this point had given her any reason to think Bennett wasn't what he claimed, but that was changing in a hurry. I know, right? We need to hurry, Rico. Our people are in trouble. Rico didn't move right away. She remembered what General Hyrie had told her. Bennett was programmed to follow her orders. He had to comply. It was a gray area process that made clones too much line machines, but it would settle her doubts. I want you to wait here, she said. What? Why? That's my order, Sergeant. Wait here. Bennett's eyes narrowed. You're going to get our people killed. What the hell are you thinking? What are you? She asked, raising her rifle toward him. Rico, are you hallucinating again? It's me, Austin. The name froze her. Austin? What game are you? His hand came up in a blur, still rising as the gun in it discharged. She moved just far enough, just fast enough to avoid the worst of the shot. The round came within centimeters of taking her between the eyes. It still burned as it grazed the side of her face, ripping away her ear. She cried out. Still falling sideways, she triggered her rifle, the spray of bullets catching Bennett in the armor, most of the rounds unable to punch through. He kept shooting, but his best chance was lost. The bullets hit her combat armor, unable to pierce the hardened plates. Rico rolled when she hit the ground, wasting no time getting back to her feet. Bennett was reaching for the rifle on his back, swinging it around. She lunged at him, interrupting the grab and forcing him to grapple with her. They fell to the ground as one. Rico tried to wrap her hands around Bennett's neck, but she couldn't get past his helmet. Bennett didn't have the same problem, able to get his hands around her neck and squeeze. I'm sorry, Rico, he said. I was only here to observe. But then that intellect showed up and changed all the rules. I tried to get him out of the equation, but you didn't go for it. You trusted it over me. Rico struggled to breathe, wrapping her hands around his forearms and trying to pull them away. Hayden had made the right choice with Max. There was a snake in their midst, but it wasn't the Axon. How? She croaked out, straining to overcome him. They were both clones, both strong. But he was still stronger. Clone replicators are machines. The Axon are good with machines. I am sorry, Rico, really. But I am what I am. What they created me to be. You're a clone. You should understand. We don't get to decide what we are. We just are. She did understand. She had enjoyed her time as a Centurion, but it was still the thing she was created to be. At least in the beginning. She had grown beyond her initial purpose. She had found things that had changed her trajectory. Love. Friends. Another purpose here on Earth. And now it was all going to end. The world was fading away, and she wasn't strong enough to break Bennett's hold. She let go of his forearms, her arms falling limply to the ground. She gathered herself to reach for the rim of his helmet. He didn't dare let go of her neck to stop her, allowing her to get it up and off him. She looked at his face. Austin's face. It softened under her gaze, and she thought she felt his grip relax just a little. There was still a part of Austin in there somewhere. Still a part of him that loved her. If nothing else, at least his face would be the last thing she saw.